Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. Regina Harris-Biocchi wanted to be a composer before she even knew what a composer was. She believes that music is about the stories as much as the notes. So it makes sense that she's also an author and a poet. She was born Regina Harris, raised in a large family in the housing projects in South Chicago. She attended the oldest Black Catholic church there. Her mother sang in a choir. Her father played bluegrass fiddle and introduced Regina to jazz. And her aunt was the organist of the church where 14-year-old Emmett Till was buried. Regina sang in choirs, too. She was influenced by the place and times she lived in. In her compositions, it's not uncommon for her to blend more popular styles with serious music.
But joy's gonna come in the morning. You can hold.
That's not to say she wasn't serious about studying music. She's classically trained, and she made a conscious effort to learn each family of instruments. She can play strings, keyboards, and percussion instruments. Eventually, she earned both a bachelor's and a master's degree in music. It was frustrating for Biocchi because, as an undergrad, she was the only Black student in her composition class and the only woman. At DePaul University, where she earned her master's degree, she studied with classical and jazz composer Hale Smith, who became her mentor. After college, Biocchi's career was as varied as her taste in music. She worked as a teacher, lecturer, public relations director, and an artistic director. While doing those jobs, she continued to write music and poetry, and she earned several awards. And there's more. She organizes and promotes her concerts, something she learned how to do thanks to her PR background. And she believes college music programs need a marketing curriculum to help musicians spread the word about what they do.
For a moment.
Biocchi blends classical music with other great styles, including jazz and pop. It may be hard to categorize, and she tries not to. As she puts it, "I like to dip in as many wells as I possibly can." And she adds, "Believe it or not, I want my music to have commercial value. I'd be very happy if people walk away whistling my tunes."
So you can hold out for joy.
This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Michael Osborne, and assistance from Julie Yamacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.